Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies. And as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at 'em. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Hello and welcome to Ask Margaret from What Fresh Hell, laughing in the face of motherhood, answering your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. Today's question reads, have you ever done an episode on kid crushes? My third grader has a secret crush and wrote about it, which I found in her book bag. I think it is adorable. Any tips on how to address or ignore our kids' cute little crushes? The first thing I'll say about kids' crushes is that I think they can be kind of exciting and sometimes a little shocking for us, because often this is the first time that your child is having an interaction, an experience, an emotion that you don't know about. I always remember sending my kids off, whether it was daycare when they were really little, and they would come home and use a word, and I would think, I didn't teach them that word. And there's this process, especially with little kids, where you start to hear things and you think, oh my, this is the beginning of them having some sort of internal life that I don't know about. And that's sort of shocking. So just keep that in your mind. Like, oh, this is something that starts to happen. And it's an age-appropriate thing that starts to happen. There's a temptation, especially with crushes, to kind of lean in on the, oh, you have a crush, I found out about it. I would resist any urge to embarrass or tease your kid about their crush, because this is the classic example of we are seeing it from our lofty adult point of view, and we know it's kind of adorable and slightly ridiculous, but for your kid, it may feel really, really serious. So to feel that they're being laughed at about it is probably not the right approach. I have an article from parents.com that I will link in the show notes, and lots of good advice on this. They talk about you may want to avoid the subject altogether or squeeze out every last detail. Try to find that sweet spot in the middle. You don't need all of this information. Spoiler alert, this is not your new son or daughter-in-law who you're meeting. This is a crush at school. And it's something that your child is navigating and you could be there to guide, but I would resist the urge to play detective. Who is it? How do you feel? A million questions. Hold kid crushes lightly, because let me tell you, they may be getting married on the elementary school playground this week, and 2 weeks from now, they're onto something completely new and they've forgotten about it. So resist the urge to overcommit to your kid's crush. I would try to get a sense of how they're feeling. If it's sort of a mutual crush, what are they talking about and on what level? So you can help kind of guide that experience a little bit. And in that way, keep the conversation around this pretty general, because again, we're not going to over lean into like the specifics of the situation, which may change right away. When you're talking about third grade, you're talking about fourth grade. This is pre-sexual crushes. Here's a quote from Lisa Spiegel in the Parents piece. Kids are just starting on a path of putting together the ideas of love, physical feelings, and connections. So what a crush means to a kid may be really, really different than what a crush means to a young adult. But it's still a really good time to talk about boundaries, and you have to put a pretty fine point on that. It is totally fine for you guys to feel this way and talk about it, but you are too young to be doing anything physical. You can set those boundaries for yourself. I would say nothing physical at all. Not hand-holding, not kissing, that you are too young for that, but it is okay to feel really special towards somebody. But your boundary is that nothing physical is allowed at school, after school, anywhere. And here, to be clear, I'm talking about elementary school kids. This conversation is going to change when your kids get into high school. But with little kids, it's not so serious. As parents point out, early infatuations usually don't last long, but your child may be hurt if a classmate says they don't want to be their girlfriend anymore. And this is another chance. Talk it through. This is lessons about disappointments, about changing friendships. These are things your kids are going to be dealing with, and it can be a really good entree into having these conversations and a great opportunity to share some of your experiences from childhood, point out the great qualities of their other friends who they still have, help them navigate it. Don't try to control it. That is the key to dealing with childhood crushes. Along with our other two North Stars, which are don't embarrass, resist the urge to kid your kids, and don't hold it tightly. Don't over lean into what it all means, you know, when your kid has a little crush. I hope that helps. And friends, if you have a question for myself or Amy, you can ask them at questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. You can ask them on our Instagram at whatfreshhellcast or on our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/whatfreshhellcast. I got it right. And you may hear your question answered on an upcoming episode. Thanks so much for listening. And I hope you all have a really happy new year. We are looking forward to an exciting 2022 on the What Fresh Hell podcast.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.